Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and I am here with my older brother,
Taj.
Taj.
Hello. What's going on?
What's up, Taj?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Holding down the fort here.
Yeah.
Second week.
Second or third?
Second. Yeah, second.
Might be his third. Second. We'll go second.
Yeah.
Second week, we're saying TJ is not here, so it's just us two.
Yes.
We are live on the Power of Love Radio Show. So if you are listening to us right now, we want to thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will open up the phone lines, and you could also, Taj, you'll be on Twitter, right?
Yep.
Twitter, the handle, Taj, you want to do the handle or?
Sure. For Twitter, it's at DDJ Foundation. Facebook is DEE Jackson Foundation. Instagram
doing
is
them all.
At DEE Jackson Foundation. And the website.
So are you checking all that?
No, but but I'm getting it out of the way now.
No.
And the website is www.ddjf.org.
But only tweet Taj right now, right?
Yeah.
You want to tweet at DEE
Foundation.
You can
do all
Foundation.
That, but I will only see the tweet.
Yeah, exactly. He's only
feel
checking
free
the
to
Twitter.
Go. Yeah.
And then if you want to call in, contribute, have anything to say about the shows, any questions, whatever. The call-in number is 323-203-0815.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that is 323-203-0815.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer, Taj?
Yes. Okay. I'm the one that does the disclaimer when TJ's not here, so I've accepted that role now. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
Taj.
I stuck that landing. You like that?
That was very well.
Right. Yes, that was an A+.
All right. So we got all that pretty much covered.
Yes.
Before we get into our topic today, let's talk about your week.
My week?
How's your week?
My week was great. I always have to go look on my calendar to see what was going on, but I do know two things that stick out really well. And they both have to do with nostalgia, which is something that is one of my favorite words because I'm a nostalgic person and I love something that reminds me of my childhood or my past. And, the first one was I went to see Thriller 3D.
Mm.
And it was amazing in 3D. The first time we ever saw it was in a theater. And it just...
So how was that?
You know, Terrell, it was really interesting because, you know, you're seeing it in America, so you don't know, you know. And you're also there. It was in front of like a child's movie. So I was really curious to see how the kids reacted to it, and they were amazed. And they really? And you could tell that a lot of the parents, you know, wanted, because this in, it was only in IMAX 3D that you could see this in front of the movie, and you could just see that a lot of parents brought their kids because they wanted them to experience Thriller,
they had experienced it.
And there's clapping at the end. It was actually amazing, and the 3D was really well done.
That's crazy that. They have the technology.
Yeah, it was just as well done as any other 3D movie that's converted, which is 99% of them now.
So now they can take 2D and
that's what
it
they do
3D?
Nowadays. Yeah, they've done this that wow. Like they can shoot it in 3D, but they don't do that anymore. Like they've stopped doing that because it's more cost effective to do it the other way and
to convert it and control it that way. That's crazy.
So, I mean, it was amazing. It was really, I know I've said that, the music, obviously hearing it in surround sound around you. And yeah, I mean, so I recommend, I think it was only for a week, so it might be over by now, but it might, you might still be able to sneak it and see
it.
Yeah,
I missed it actually.
I had to go see it because I was just like, you know, and
I read it somewhere, but
you know, I think a lot of people are hoping that it comes out. And, yeah. It, you know, that
I'm sure it will.
If it, you know, it should because it should be seen by everyone. So that was one part of my week that I think that was Thursday I saw that. So and then it topped it off
and
by.
You saw the movie too, yeah?
Yes. House, it's a weird title. It was Jack Black movie. It was good. Okay. It was good. I mean, a lot of people didn't like it. I enjoyed it. You know, right. It's like it rang to my child, you know, right. in me and all that. And I think those kind of movies are nice okay. and all that stuff. So it was good. I mean, you know, I was just, we honestly went there to see Thriller.
Right.
You know, just like, should we stay or go? And I was like, you know what, let's just stay. We already are seated.
Okay.
So that was that. And then just recently, I think it was 2 days ago, they released the Bumblebee trailer for the Transformers. And I can't express the feel. I've tweeted about it, but I can't really express the feeling of excitement that I had for it. When you have someone that does something and they're a fan and they, you know, are at the helm of something and they're trying to give people what they want, I think that's the key, and that's what it felt like. Like, you know, since the first Transformers, and I won't talk too much about it because it's really geeky, but the first Transformers didn't really follow the Generation 1 designs.
Okay.
The first Transformer movie.
Okay.
And that was one of my biggest complaints. It felt like the director was just basically saying, I just want to sell, you know, cars, and I want to sell advertisement, basically, is what he made a car sponsor.
More of a business move.
One of his sponsors was a car sponsor, and he said, I'm going to just make cool cars. And he didn't understand Transformers. And I think you have to understand what your audience wants. And this is the first Transformers movie. It's kind of like
it's a different director.
It's a different director. That's the thing. It's a director that basically is more of a fan. And so not only that, like, it's got everything. It's got it's got Optimus Prime.
Did all the I'm horrible.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. That's right.
He did all the, like, the, he has Soundwave in it. Shockwave.
But do they look, the same, don't they?
What? No. They look like Generation 1. You have to see the trailer. When you see the trailer, you'll understand.
Wait, they look like Generation 1.
Generation 1's like the original Transformers.
Right.
Michael Bay.
So it's not any of the same people working on.
It might be the same ILM who did the effects, but in terms of Michael Bay's only producing it, this guy's directing it. Not only that, like, so you see Optimus Prime without the flame, like the real Optimus Prime kind of thing,
so,
you know, with the mouth.
So Bumblebee is like the Volkswagen.
He's the Beetle. Okay. And what's great about it is even when they transform, it has a sound effect under the metallic thing. Yes. Okay. So it really plays up to your nostalgia. And I just, for me, I know I'm going geeky, but I went on the internet and looked at a lot of people's reactions, and it was the same reaction I had. Because there's something about nostalgia when it hits you. And a lot of people say that about our shows.
It brings back good memories.
You know, like for us too, performing. For, you know, there's something about nostalgia and bringing back good memories. That you can't replace that. You really can't. And that's how I felt about this Transformers. So I'll be there opening.
Right.
Which is Christmas, by the way.
I think what happens is you see something that triggers a happy moment in your life.
Yeah.
A happy time in your life. And how does that not feel good?
It feels great. And it brings back all those great memories. I mean, we collected all the toys,
yeah,
remember?
We were
nuts. Transformer nuts.
Yes, we did.
I mean, we knew every character and, you know.
Yeah,
saved up for Christmas. So this is a Christmas treat for me. How
That's
about your
crazy.
Week?
Crazy. I still remember when you got Shockwave.
Oh yeah, we bugged Mom about it. I
got Shockwave. That was a big one.
Yeah,
in
I actually.
Box.
I still know, even though Toys R Us is not around anymore, but I knew both numbers by heart.
And I remember it was really hard to find Megatron.
Yeah.
And I remember Jermaine Jr. had Megatron.
See?
I was like, where'd you get that? Like, how'd you get, you know?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Great times.
All right, real quick. The Thriller Live, the movie.
No,
that,
Thriller 3D.
Thriller 3D, sorry. I'm messing it up. Thriller 3D. It's showing before. I don't know if it's still showing, but the movie it was showing was the house with the clock
clocks
in its wall.
Walls. Okay, yeah.
Too late, Taj.
Well, no, I
Too
know. I said the house something
no,
clock.
You said the house and clock. Yeah,
yeah, I don't want to get the wrong title because then people are like, they look it up and get mad at me.
But that's the movie that it's playing before, right?
Yes. It's playing right before it. And the, it, you know, just if you want to see Thriller in 3D, which is something I would go see it. A lot of people haven't, and they've loved it.
There you go. My week was all right, I guess. And I can't really remember anything.
You sound like me. That's how usual I am.
I know I've been going to the gym a lot. And I know I've been eating bad, so I'm just trying to sort that out. And I've been doing like mixing and still figuring out my studio. So it's just, I mean, nobody really cares. It's just, it is what it is. My week was all right. Nothing great, nothing horrible. Just another week. But all right, let's get into the show. The topic today is procrastination. And we're going to go over why people procrastinate and hopefully help them not procrastinate. So first, let's read what it is.
Yeah, describe procrastination for.
So procrastination is the tendency to delay taking action. It is the disconnect between intention and implementation. To translate a plan into action, your brain analyzes a vast amount of information from your internal and external environment and makes decisions about what to do next. When you have all the information you need, you start working on a plan. If you don't, your brain stalls, and that's when you experience procrastination. So this could be a critical shift in your thinking. Instead of considering procrastination as a big problem, a habit you need to break, or a hardwired part of your personality, think of it as an alarm or a red flag, a sign that something is missing, something is preventing you from getting started and getting things done. So your job is to discover what that is, and when you discover it, the odds will be in your favor.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you procrastinate, Tosh?
Always, unfortunately.
You
I mean,
procrastinate
I think
with that answer.
Yeah, no. always. I think the thing is that for me, it's not. You know, I've tried to be a go-getter, and you know, but there's certain things that you do procrastinate on. So I have I guess certain things that I'm really like, okay, I'm gonna take care of it, and then there's other things that I've just been on the wayside for a long time.
Do you make lists? Do you have a plan?
I have lists. Yeah, and the stuff on the list get done. It's the stuff. But there's another list that I know that is the procrastination list, and it's the list that it's like I'll get to it when I get to it, and you know that just you never get to.
This is a very interesting topic because I think everybody procrastinates.
Yeah, in some way or another.
In some way or another, I think everybody procrastinates for different reasons, possibly. But I think everybody can relate to this because we all do it.
Yeah.
Whether we want to admit it or not is another story, but I think we all do it. And I think hopefully talking about it can help people, including you and I, figure out ways to help us with this situation. So,
Before you start, I do know one thing that I did procrastinate on, and I didn't even realize it, and that was getting married. That was something that, you know, we had been together for so long and I kept pushing it back, being like, okay, well, I'm not where I want to be yet, you know, with my career. So, and years went by of just pushing it back. And it was actually, it was a radio advertisement, some commercial for not even the same thing, but it was one of those, you know, why are you waiting? Just do it. There's never going to be a perfect time. It was like, it almost spoke to me, but it wasn't even about it had nothing to do, but it clicked to me. I'm like, you're right. There's never going to be a perfect time. I've done this for the last 4 or 5 years. I've said, you know, I need to be here. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to do. And once I made that decision, that's when everything came into play. And that's when things started working in my favor. But it was like, it was one of those things. So that's why I'm excited about this list. But it was the same thing, you know, and it was like just procrastinating just because you get comfortable.
Yeah. That's okay. So let's go over this list.
Yes.
You're probably gonna agree or disagree. I don't know.
Of course.
It's not my list.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Let's say that out.
Last week was my list. But it's not my list. All right. So the very first thing on this list is, do you really want to?
Yeah.
There's no sure trigger for procrastination than being faced with the task you don't want to do. If you find you're putting something off again and again and again, ask yourself whether you want to do this task at all. If you don't want to do it, you'll find endless ways to put it off. This could last days, weeks, or even months, sometimes years. If you really don't want to do it, If you really don't want to do it, could you abandon the task entirely and save yourself the waste of time in putting it off?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I agree with that. You should definitely look hard at what it is that you're procrastinating on and see, okay, is it because I don't want to do this and I'm kind of forced into doing it in terms of what, you know. But for me, obviously for the marriage, it wasn't that, you know, it was like, I knew I wanted to do it. It was just a matter of, okay, why aren't you doing it then? Mm. So it was more fear, which I think is probably going to be on that list too. Cause it's not my list either, by the way, but I know fear is in there because fear has to be part of procrastination, fear of failure or something like that.
All
right. Is it close? Yeah. I'm looking at Terrell's face.
You have to wait and see.
I know. But yeah. So, one thing that, Melody says on Twitter.
Are you already getting?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. She says basically perfection and procrastination go hand in hand. Story of my life. So maybe if you're.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because, you know, you never think it's right. You never think it's because it's perfect. You want to be perfect.
Yeah.
So you're always fixing it. You're always adding.
That's interesting.
Ingredients to it. I agree with that, actually. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Way. That's a great
thought. Thought of that.
Yeah.
I agree. Do you really want to do it? Obviously, if it's something you don't want to do, you're never going to do it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. You're never going to be willing to do it. You know, you're going to have to probably. You're going to procrastinate, I guess. Right. I think like for myself, I have a list of things that I try to knock out. Certain things are easier to knock out than others. Some I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's things on the list that I think if I ask myself if I really want to do this, if it's something that, you know, needs to be on this list, I think that's first thing. It's like if you're going to make a list, make sure it's something that has value to you and you put it on the list. Or otherwise, it's just another thing on your schedule that's going to nag you.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that one.
Okay.
Too difficult, too easy, too boring. That's number two.
Too difficult,
something that is too easy can slow us down just as much as something that is too difficult. This is a behavior to watch out for, not just in your own work, but among the people you work with too. If someone is being unproductive, do you need to give them a more challenging task? Are they putting things off or going slowly because they are bored? If a task is too difficult, we tend to put it off because we don't like not knowing how to do it. It will take extra work and I'm like fumbling every 5 seconds. It will take extra work and effort asking questions, making mistakes, or learning new skills. In this instance, make sure you give yourself plenty of time and be realistic in the expectations you set.
Mm. Interesting.
Thoughts?
No, I mean,
I get the too difficult part.
Yeah. I mean,
if it's too difficult, you're not going to want to. If it's too difficult, you're not going to want to do it because it's a challenge.
Mm, yeah. And you might get discouraged.
Yes.
Yeah. Too easy, though?
If it's too. Well, I can see that now. It just clicked for me.
It's boring.
If it's too easy, it's so easy that you can do it. So you put it like, that's no problem.
So someone said, just do it then.
Yeah. Like if you have homework and it's like one sheet of math, you know, it's like, it's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, I'll do that. But like, you don't get it done because it's so easy. You'll do it later.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
That actually does make sense.
And then the too boring is that's just not fun.
Yeah. Okay.
I think with things like this, I think it's two for two for me. Cause I'm guilty of the difficult, the easy and the boring. So I think so far it's been spot on with me.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go on to the third one?
Yeah, let's do the third one.
It's just too overwhelming. Being overwhelmed can stifle us. When there's just too much to do, we can freeze. There are so many urgent things to do that it seems impossible to handle. So instead of getting on with it, against what would seem obvious, we go off on a tangent and do something entirely different instead.
Hmm. Okay.
That one is probably number one for me.
Yeah. I would say that's number one for a lot of people probably because being overwhelmed at something, it's like, okay, I can't deal with it now. I got to, you know.
Well, I think it's when you have a big cloud or a big project. Let's say it's a big project. It seems impossible to do. So it's like you don't want to start doing it because it's that big challenge again. It's all kind of relative.
It very much is. I mean, I just cleaned my studio yesterday, and that I procrastinated for a good week and a half about it. So
what made you start that?
I have a photo shoot tomorrow.
So how long,
a deadline.
So how long had you waited to clean it up?
About a week and a half. Just live like I need to clean my studio. I need to clean my studio. I need to clean my studio.
But because now you have a.
Because I know what that I know what it entails.
So why didn't you do it?
Because it entails a lot. It entails about 4 hours of literally moving stuff around.
So it's basically this.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what I said. I agree with it.
Okay. Well, I think one of the solutions for that, I've read a couple of these articles, and I don't know exactly where I read it, but one of the things that it suggests you do is you break up a hard, big task into smaller groups.
Yeah, I knew that was where it's coming. That doesn't work with me. Like, I don't...
How?
I don't know. Little by little just doesn't work with me. I don't know what it is. That's why I have to just plan a day and do it, because I'd rather spend that day, and that's a day wasted in my life, than little by little. I don't know. It just doesn't work.
I feel sometimes when you have a big task and you start it, and it's still, you know, you feel like you're making no progress... Obviously, you start to get tired.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it. So maybe you stop or you quit or you pause for a little bit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you feel like you're failure because you didn't do it. So then it creates another situation where you procrastinate in doing it because the last time you tried it, you never got through it. So I think if you're trying to do a big, like for instance, if you're trying to clean up a house and there's junk everywhere, if you pick a room or if you pick like a section of a room and go through it, and you know, you handle that first, I think that's a success. No, you're not going to clean the whole house, or no, you're not going to clean the whole room, depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see progress, and you'll notice that you're taking steps.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because Sequoia on Twitter.
Sequoia, she's going to back me up right here?
No, she says I'm a huge, this is almost the opposite of what you said. It
Uh-oh.
Starts with what you said.
She
says, I'm a huge procrastinator. My biggest thing is to clean my room. Mm. It actually has been a year since my room's been partially clean. When I start cleaning and I feel I'm making progress, but when I stop and look around, it looks like nothing's been done.
Okay, exactly. However, because you have cleaned a section of your room, you know that it's done. It's one thing. See, you're going to have to clean the whole room anyways.
That's why I do it.
So it's
one day.
It's one step closer.
See, that's why I do it in one day, because I get discouraged like that. Like, you know what I mean? If I do it little by little, I feel like nothing got done. So that's why I have to knock it out in one day. I'm like, okay, this day, it all has, and then I do. I see the accomplishment. But if I do it little by little, I'll be like, there's
but
nothing.
The problem is, it takes you forever to get to that point of doing
that's
it.
That's right.
I'm curious to see if Sequoia feels like she accomplished something, even though she feels like there's still a lot to clean. I'm wondering if she feels like I've made progress.
Mm.
In some way, I mean, obviously she has.
Yeah. And NathM77 says, I have so much task on my list that I don't know how many days I'll need to finish them all. I try to do one each day. So
it's
making a list is good.
I think I make a list all the time.
I do, too.
Do I get things done on my list?
How much do you get done out of that list? Like, what is a good threshold?
You know what's funny, Taj? Like, I made a list, I think it was last week, and there was only like three things on the list, and I did two of them. The third thing I didn't do, and I realized why I didn't do the third thing, which is going to come up later.
Okay.
But it was a procrastination situation.
Okay. Yeah.
But I knocked out the other two things, and they're all tedious. But
yeah, was the other two things easier?
Yeah, it was easier.
Okay.
I can say it was easier.
Okay, so you're like, I can do this.
Yeah, but I knocked out. I actually took a picture of it.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why I just said that, but whatever. Because I'll tell you why. My friend's been on me about the third thing.
Okay.
and when he asked me, he's like, I told him that, you know, I'm knocking things out. He's like, well, what about number three? And I was like, well, I have it. I wrote it down. It's on my list. But he's like, all right, when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
But we'll get to that soon.
Okay.
All right. I feel like I'm rambling. talking too fast. Slow it down. All right. Tired and need a break.
That's number four.
Taj, why are you doing that? One, two, three.
Three? Are three. You sure?
I think. Well, it's on. It's one of those things. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's three.
Okay.
Tired and need a break. Do you procrastinate at certain points every day? This is normal. We tend to work in cycles of productivity. Most of us can't work for 8 hours straight, flat out. If we did, we'd be exhausted. When your body needs a break from concentrating intently, for example, you'll find your mind starts to wander or you'll get distracted. Even if you don't formally give yourself a breather, this will tend to happen anyways. What you're doing here is giving yourself the break that you need. In this instance, procrastination is normal and can be useful as a productivity tactic. Productivity tactic. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I have no idea what that meant.
I do.
Okay. Explain.
Because it's, I might be Mr. Procrastinator because I relate to all this and understand it very well. So basically, you can't get things done when you're your mind is just fried.
Okay.
You know, and if you're at that point where you've done so much, like yesterday, I did so much that I couldn't do anymore. I had to take a break. Hence video games. That's when I called you.
Yeah.
I needed a break. I couldn't, my ears were fried from mixing. Mm-hmm. I had just gone to the gym. Okay. I came back, had a brief meeting. Then I had a session and then I went back to my mixing, which was another session. And then I was fried. I was tired. I couldn't do much. And then I had to help Bryce with his homework. And then I had too much.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't keep pushing myself. I need a break. So that's when Overwatch came in.
Yeah.
The distraction.
Let me ask you a question about homework real quick for Bryce. Do you have to research or do you
know what, Taj, can I tell you something?
What?
Because you're going to be a father soon.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, but
it's challenging.
Yeah. Do you know what the answers are? Taj, you have to look it up.
Parents will relate to this. It's like you're like, oh, I remember this. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Uh-huh. And some of it makes you feel smart and some of it makes you feel like, man.
Yeah.
How do I not know this stuff anymore?
Got it.
But okay. Like some of the algebra stuff. It's really cool.
That's what I've always wondered.
Just doing exponents and to the third power.
That would scare me.
It's a lot of fun, actually.
Do you have to bluff your way through sometimes? Be like, yeah.
No, sometimes I have to like
look it up.
Read the chapter with him and find the answers.
Okay.
Yes, it's really cool, though. It's really interesting. It's amazing how much we forget. I know we're going off topic, but it's interesting how much you forget. You remember a little bit. And then just like this kind of stuff.
Well, it's not only that. It's interesting how much you were taught that you don't even need in life either.
Like photosynthesis.
Yeah. Like,
remember,
I mean,
all that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So your brain, I mean, I'm sure your brain has the capacity to remember everything, but I feel like there's only a certain amount of storage. You know, I'm like a hard drive and it's like, if it gets filled up with the wrong things and I got to empty that stuff out.
No, I think it's all in there. You just got to tap into it.
Not my history. I'll tell you that.
But yeah, I agree with this one. I think you need to take breaks. And that I don't know if you call that procrastination. I think it's kind of taking a break, putting it on the side.
Yeah.
But the problem is if you do that too much, too often, you never get things done.
Yeah.
So you have to prioritize, is that how you say it?
Prioritize.
Your things that need to get accomplished and knock them down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is it. This is where I'm headed. This is the fourth one. Oh, wait, Taj, I think you were right. That was number four.
Probably. While you're doing that,
right.
Marlene on Twitter says, what I reject is also boring things that we have to do. What is stupid, but because we still have to do it, but it's so boring. So boring.
That was on the list, right?
Yeah. Just boring, like tedious, boring things that.
Well, the thing is if you're not into what you're doing, you're not going to get it done.
But how do you get into laundry?
There's no motivation in it.
How do you get motivated about doing your laundry?
How do you get motivated?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of those things that needs to get done.
Okay.
And you just have to be responsible and say, yeah. Hey.
So it's still boring though.
You know, I need to have some clean clothes to wear.
Yeah.
And the only way that's going to happen is if I do some laundry.
Yeah. You say so. Yeah,
right?
I guess.
Taj, honestly, I feel you though.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. It's hard, but it's like at some point you just have to get it all done.
Yeah. At some point, you do have to get it.
It's got to be productive. And the only way to be productive is to take action. All right. So this is my number one. This is my number one. So scary steps. When we're taking a big step, we often stop ourselves in our tracks. It might be a scary leap, something new, or something beyond our comfort zone. All of these things can lead to procrastination. In these instances, we slow ourselves down by procrastinating so we don't have to face the thing we're scared of doing. We might fear failure and delay ourselves in case things go wrong. Or even scarier sometimes, we might fear success. What if it goes right? What if we are propelled onto a new stage or we are pushed into the limelight? Are we ready for this? When we are scared, we often find ways to put things off. In these instances, we need to acknowledge and work through our fears, give up on procrastinating, and take the leap.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number one. I want to read one more thing because it's same answer but different article. Anxiety. Avoidance is a well-known form of coping with anxiety. Procrastinators may postpone getting started because of a fear of failure. Evidence indicates that procrastination is associated with high levels of stress. To relieve stress, procrastinators shift their focus away from the future toward more immediate rewards in order to avoid high priority, dang, I can't read today, yet challenging tasks. Finding ways to reduce stress can strengthen an individual's capacity to reduce procrastination. Fear. So my number three thing, Taj, was going to the doctor.
Really? Okay, yeah.
I haven't been, I don't like going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fear of finding out if there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's better to be on the other side where you can prevent things or find things out sooner than later. Right? If there's anything wrong, you want to be on that side where you don't want to find out something too late, because then it's like you could have prevented it. So I've been saying I was going to go to the doctor for a while, and that was actually the first thing I said I was going to do when I came back from Europe. And yet we've been back almost a month and I haven't gone. So my number three was finding my third thing that was on my list, but I didn't do was going to the doctor.
Mm.
However, I set an appointment today. I think this topic actually helped me do that. But I set up an appointment. I have an appointment in 1 week, tomorrow morning, or not tomorrow, wow, next week, okay, Wednesday morning, and going to the doctor.
Good for you.
Tadra, when was the last time you went to the doctor?
I think it wasn't that long ago.
You went, you're right.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long
ago. No, because I wanted to go for, you know.
See, I was finding all the reasons, excuses. I was trying to find excuses of, you know, why not to go or when to go. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, like, you know, because I know I'm not in my best shape right now. So I was like, I'll go when I feel a little bit better. There were excuses. I just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But I need to go. And I'm scared. I don't like shots. But this, or was it drawn blood? There's a difference between shots and drawn blood, right?
Yeah.
I get that.
I don't mind that at all. Yeah.
I'm okay. It doesn't bother me at all. It's the initial
thing. It doesn't bother me at
but
all.
But someone taught me a trick. You pinch your other arm or something really hard. Really? And then,
I watch it.
I can watch it. I can do
it. No, but that helps. That helps.
I prefer not to have it.
Yeah, that helps.
I don't like things pricking me.
Yeah. It's weird because, you know, fear is probably one of the worst enemies that you have. In terms of in general, and I think fear stops you from doing a lot of things that you want to do. Feel, you know, and I think a lot of fear comes from just as a child, fear of not succeeding, fear of failure. And so that's one of the things I know with my daughter I'm hoping to do is make her not feel a fear of failure, you know, because I did. You know, I mean, I was the hard, you know, with baseball, I was so hard on myself, and I've freaking throw the bat and helmet.
Yeah, what was that with that?
I hated failing. And it was not, and the funny thing is that I was so nice to everyone else if they failed, but it was me failing that I was hard.
So you didn't allow yourself to
fail. I didn't allow myself to fail. And I think that's the one thing. And baseball became a lot more pleasant by just saying, you know what, this is fun. And I actually did do better just being like, this is fun. And I have to remind myself that, though, you know, mm. we're all here having fun. And but you know, we have Jackson blood. We want to win.
Yeah, we do.
I was gonna say that there's certain things that you just, it can start a friendly game and you just start wanting to win.
But so what shifted it from you when you were younger? You said you would blame yourself for failing
out of high school. When I got out of high school.
Out of high school, why?
I was still very much my worst enemy in baseball out of high school. I think it was after 3T, the initial run of our brotherhood, because I was hard on myself there too. It was that hiatus.
So where did you get the transition?
So
you're not so hard on yourself anymore.
No, because I wasn't enjoying it. You know, the thing is, when you're enjoying it, you're in the moment and you appreciate it. But at the same time, if you're always critiquing something, then you really aren't enjoying it. It's like almost like, you know, there's certain actors that can't see their own movie because they're like, it's like, doesn't.
Right.
That, yeah. Like, I.
Always picking on
it. Yeah, they're picking on it. And so
you're always finding something negative about it instead of just enjoying it.
And a lot of those actors, from what I've been listening to, is like 20 years later, they come back and they're like, oh, that was good. You know, they can finally see it because they're not attached to it at the same way they were 2 years before.
Interesting.
Because that's the thing. You pick it apart. And so I've been very cautious of that with anything, even whether it's sports or it's performance or whatever. It's like, it's there, it's done. So unless you can turn back time, which we can't right now, mm-hmm. there's nothing you can do but look forward in there. You can learn from it, but you can look forward.
So when did this happen for you? Or did you kind of already know it?
No, it's like within 15 years. It's like 10 to 15 years. It was in terms of that. Like, I just said, you know what? I'm not going to be able to do this if I keep being, I just didn't like how I was in that way with baseball. It started.
And then it transformed into other areas in your life.
I said, let me try it with this. Because in baseball, I was like, you know what? I don't care if I strike out. I mean, I still did, but it wasn't to the point where it was like, because baseball, I always say this, and I'm going to say this real quick. Baseball is one of my favorite sports because when you hit the ball or when you're at bat, you only have to succeed 3 out of 10 times to be considered great.
That's why you like baseball.
And that is why I like baseball. And that's why I'll never play golf. That's why I'll never play a sport where you have to be consistent. Because that's not life. Life is not about, it's about getting back up. It's about striking out and getting back up on the plate.
I don't know if I agree with any of that.
Really? Life's not.
You would actually like golf. What if you're really good at golf?
I'm not.
How do you know?
Because if I make one mistake, that's it. Like it's
but
a mind game.
That's the challenge.
Not for me.
That's the challenge. You make a bad shot, you can make a great shot.
That's not therapeutic to me. That's not. The people who, golf is relaxing.
But it's so nice.
It's not.
Will you do me a favor?
No.
I'm not even good, but will you play with me
one
time?
No, because I'm not a consistent person. I've realized that in life.
But no one is.
No.
Even the professionals, they make bad shots.
No, but they make 90% of them. That's a difference.
They still make bad shots.
That's why I couldn't be a pitcher. I'm not consistent.
That's very interesting.
You have to know your limitations. I'm not consistent. And that's a good thing, too.
That is very... Wow.
Learn your strengths.
So you're all about being consistent?
No, I'm saying there's certain sports where you have to be consistent.
I would think you'd have to be consistent in all of them.
Like what?
Pick a sport.
Baseball, 3 out of 10 is not consistent.
You have to be consistently 3 out of 10.
Well, that's true. But that's still not consistent. That's failing 70% of the time. That's a sport I can get behind.
Todd, how your brain operates, I don't understand.
Hey, you know what? That's how I became good at baseball, because I let myself.
Who said you were good at baseball?
Stats say that. I was going to say the stats.
So then you're 3 out of 10.
I was 3 out of 10 or 4 out of 10.
At best, 3 out of 10.
I had some 400 years and 500s. Right. Let's not cheapen me out.
All right, so let's get back to procrastination. Taj, are there anything right now that you feel you're procrastinating?
Of course.
Does anything come to mind? Can you share? People want to know. I want to know.
Well, I know that like with the baby coming up right now in terms of like the baby shower and stuff like that. But what I had put in my mind was I was like, okay, let me focus on the shows coming up, which have already passed, but in September. So I was like, after the shows in September, I'll focus on the baby stuff. So I am right now, but I procrastinated up to that point.
Okay, I don't want
to
get you in trouble or anything, but are you into the baby stuff? Like, is this something you're putting off?
No, I'm
is
into
that
it.
An excuse?
I'm into it. This is
all right.
You know, like,
is it a task that's too big?
No. No, that's actually the thing for me. Like, that's not big at all for me. Like, in terms of, because it's weird when it has to do with other things and it's not really me. Mm-hmm. I can manage it and be like, okay, let's just do this. That's when you said the small parts. Let's just do little by little. That's where I go little by little. When it's to me, little by little doesn't work. But when I have a part, oh, that's another thing I wanted to say. That's not on this list is doing it with someone, a partner, a team, a group. That's where I procrastinate is when I don't have a team or a group or someone. I don't like doing things alone. And that's not on that list, and that should be on the list.
Well,
doing things alone. Like I've realized in my life that with a partner, with a friend, with anything, if I can do it with someone, then it's like we edge each other on, we help each other, it gets done. And so
I agree. I know. So basically with the research I did and all these lists, they kind of, some of them are redundant, but the list I read are the five reasons why you procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another list that is a proven techniques for beating procrastination. And we can quickly go over that. Some of it, like I said, is going to be a little bit redundant.
Mm-hmm.
But do tasks you enjoy. So that's number one. There's seven of them.
Okay.
So do tasks you enjoy. That was pretty much opposite of bored and things that you don't want to do. So remember, if tasks you don't like demotivate you, then doing tasks that you do like can increase motivation, productivity, and success. If you're not quite ready to start the big project, why not cross off some of the other to-do lists, other things on the to-do list? Pick some tasks you enjoy that have to be done and get them out of the way. It will put you in a better frame of mind for handling the big tasks. I really shouldn't have started another list because I can't read today. But number one was do tasks you enjoy. So it's not the same reason why I didn't do number three,
mm-hmm.
but it's pretty much, I think it goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I knocked out some of the smaller things, even though my big number three wasn't because it was a big task. It was a big fear, mm-hmm. I guess. So I agree with that one. You gotta, you know, you make your list and some of them you can just quickly knock off.
Okay.
They're easy. And that, I think that's why on the last list, if it's too easy, you procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
If it's easy, just get rid of it. Get it off your list because it's another number that you don't need to deal with. So just cross it off, get it out of the way. All right, we're going to go to number two because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
Number two, balance your time. Eventually that task has to be done. Here are some ways to reduce procrastination. Prime yourself for success by breaking the large project or task into smaller tasks.
Okay.
That's what, like with the room. Number two, or 2B, I should say, reduce the amount of time you allocate to each of those tasks. Then it won't feel like something huge hanging over your head.
Okay.
And then the other point was cross off those smaller tasks whenever you can find. God, I can't read. Let's try that again. Cross off those smaller tasks whenever you can. So, cross off those smaller tasks whenever you can so you feel a sense of accomplishment.
Okay.
That's like a fumble with the fumble and the fumble. Sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
But I got through.
We're working with what we have here.
All right. So, can I tell you something? Yeah. I'm just going to say it. That's why I don't like reading out loud.
I've never liked reading.
I don't like
in
reading.
In school, when people said read out loud, like I was never the one. I was like, please don't pick me.
That's why I don't like reading the disclaimer. Because I don't like reading.
Well, I don't either.
Here I am
but
reading
I was forced
stuff.
To read it. Now right. I'm reading it.
All right. So, that was that. I butchered that thing, but basically it was balance your time. I don't even remember what I read. It was balance your. Okay, now I remember. Balance your time. If you have a big project, we said this
mm-hmm.
basically. Cut it up, make it smaller, and just do things in spurts.
Yeah,
you know, cut them up. It's not such a big task. Yeah. Like I think last week I wanted to do 888 calories,
mm-hmm.
and I cut it up. I didn't do it all at once. Took a little mini break here and there, but I got it done. So. Chop it up. Three, psych yourself into productivity. Why am I reading when I can't? Maybe you can psych yourself into being more productive. Decide whether your core principle is being as productive as possible or doing as little as you can to get away with it. The most successful people achieve sustained excellence, producing and delivering day in and day out.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. I mean... what they're saying is I can't, you know, if I don't disagree with something, I'm not going to disagree with it, but it seems reasonable.
Number four, make productivity a game.
I like that.
That's, you like that one?
Yeah, that's, I have to do that.
Taking another approach, reducing the boredom by turning challenging tasks into a game. For example, you can make a private bet on how many words of that report you can write in the next 30 minutes or on how many sales calls you can make. The point is to achieve something before you become so bored that you can't do anything.
That's one of the things I always tell people about exercise for me. I said, I know I'm not lazy because if we were playing sports, I'd be all into it, you know, and it's the same physical activity. The problem is my boredom. You know, if it was a game, then it'd be, you know, like when we used to play volleyball and all those things, it was volleyball. Like, yeah, it was like fun. I was always there, fun. You know,
well, that's a distraction. As
it's
well.
That's what I'm saying. So the making it into a game, mm-hmm. exercise into a game is.
I actually did that with Bryce with his homework. I played Family Feud.
Yeah. See, there you go.
So then it's not really homework. It's like a little fun game.
Yeah.
All right. Still got a little more time. Number five. Imagine the consequences. If the carrot doesn't work, try the stick. Ask yourself about the consequences of failing to complete the project or task. Not only will you feel like an underachiever, but it can have an impact on career development. You know what the problem is? My screen's too dark. Okay. But it can have an impact on career development. Sometimes knowing that is enough of an incentive to get started.
I didn't understand what you said because you fumbled a lot. Say it one more time. Better.
No. Okay, basically. So basically, the carrot doesn't work. Try the stick. Ask yourself about the consequences of failing to complete the project or task. Not only will you feel like an underachiever, but it can have an impact on career development. Sometimes knowing that is enough of an incentive to get started. So basically, you got to think of if you don't do it,
What are the consequences?
Okay. And when you think about the consequences, you're not going to procrastinate.
Yeah, it might get you motivated. Okay.
So that's basically, I
understand that. It's very logical.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So it scares you into doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the consequences are way worse than, you know, or could be way worse. So it's not worth it.
Yep.
Number six. Get started to avoid procrastinating by default. I wonder if anyone's listening to me read anymore.
I think they tuned out.
As poorly as I'm doing, if you're still listening to me, I want to thank you for the support and having faith in me. I'm going to fumble a little bit more, but I appreciate you sticking with me. All right. Number six, getting started to avoid procrastinating by default. All right. And getting started is important. As with building habits, the key to success is to take the first step. That's true, whichever technique you use to beat procrastination. Did you get that?
So is it saying just take the first step? Is that what that whole thing was?
I guess, yeah, take the first step. Speaking of habits, don't let procrastination become your default mode. And don't let a day of procrastination stop you from succeeding.
Yeah.
So I guess, you got to take the first step.
I think that's actually been a really good thing.
You
got to
get started.
Yeah,
and that
actually is a good thing for me. Because once I actually get started with something, I don't really procrastinate anymore. So it's just taking that first step.
It's putting it in action.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I made the call. To the doctor to set up the appointment.
That's
the
first thing. Yeah,
so now
exactly.
It's like I have an appointment. So
once I was downstairs in the studio and I was starting to move stuff, I was like, I'm not stopping.
I get that.
Yeah.
So basically you got to just get it going.
Got it. Start it. Yeah.
Let's get started. All right. And the last one, Taj, because you mentioned it. That's what made me want to start this list, which I probably shouldn't have because I've been butchering everything. Delegate or outsource.
Yeah.
If you had tried everything and still can't get that big project out of the way, maybe it's not right for you. In that case, delegate the project to someone who will have the passion and motivation to succeed and move on to something that you find more exciting. Use these seven. Okay. So that was the last one. And then it was basically saying use these seven approaches and you will procrastinate less and achieve more.
I think just having a partner though, like, I mean, I understand what that seventh one says, but I think at the same time, just doing something with company is enough.
It's a lot easier.
You're breaking
up the workload.
Yeah. 100% breaking it up. You're not bored a lot of the time, which is key to it. And you feel that it's going twice as fast.
It's not as much of a challenge.
Yeah. So that might be something, you know, like moving, you know, that's why people get their friends to help them move.
I should have probably had you read some of this list.
Nah, sorry. Well, my phone died, by the way, so I apologize to the Twitter people if I didn't get to your
thing. There was a couple phone calls that I
couldn't
get to,
boo.
And I should have, because obviously my reading was so
he procrastinated, and that's why.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. All right, well, it's 1:50.
I think here's the thing, and let me break it down real quick. Here's the thing. Don't be afraid to start something. I know it's easier said than done. There's plenty of things on my list that I'm going to start tackling, and ASAP, because I need to, and I know that. So let's make a promise that we do that.
Don't procrastinate.
And I want to hear next week of things that you guys started.
Yeah, there we go. Matter of fact, I think I'm gonna write three things on my Instagram.
I like that.
And I'm gonna see.
Let's do this together. That's what I said. I said let's do it together. Let's do it together.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. I'm sorry about my reading. I hope you learned something today. Hope we helped you a little bit. And sorry to the phone calls, the people that were calling in.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the Twitter. My phone died.
We're just sorry. We're sorry. All right.
Half sorry.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
We'll try this all again next week.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great week, and we will see you, or you will listen to us. We won't see you. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe we do something fun.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.